But as he had been a peculiarly receptive pupil of Dr. Hopkins, so Booker Washington became a peculiarly receptive pupil of his. To the formation of Mr. Washington's character, then went the missionary zeal of New England, influenced by one of the strongest personalities in modern education, and the wide-reaching moral earnestness of General Armstrong himself. These influences are easily recognizable in Mr. Washington today by men who knew Dr. Hopkins and General Armstrong. I got the cue to Mr. Washington's character from a very simple incident many years ago. I had never seen him and I knew very little about him, except that he was the head of a school at Tuskegee, Alabama. I had occasion to write to him and I addressed him as the Reverend Booker T. Washington. In his reply, there was no mention of my addressing him as a clergyman, but when I had occasion to write to him again and persisted in making him a preacher, his second letter brought a postscript: "I have no claim to Reverend." I knew most of the colored men who at that time had become prominent as leaders of their race, but I had not then known one who was neither a politician nor a preacher, and I had not heard of the head of an important colored school who was not a preacher. A new kind of man in